At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's time for the lucky colours, numbers, and crystals, and we'll I Ching coins, and we'll kick off with Aries, Shireen.
Yep, we certainly will. Okay, Aries, this week is going to be orange and number four. Okay, the I Ching landed. We have on number four, which is conflicts. It's also it's the situations can usually be resolved if they are confronted wisely, but if you are struggling to overcome a problem, give up and let it go.
And Aries, you have green adventurine this week, which stimulates healing of the muscles and bones, relieves headaches and migraines, helps blood pressure and cholesterol, and aids in releasing fear, anxiety and stress. And next up's Taurus.
Okay, Taurus is aqua and number nine. Okay, we've got the Chun for you, which is difficulties at the beginning. So don't start anything new at present, as it's a difficult time. You're soon going to sort of like lay the foundations for the success that's going to come in the future. So just it's basically about patience.
And Taurus, you have clear calcite this week, which strengthens the teeth, bones and joints, helps the organs to eliminate toxins, aids skin conditions, blood clotting, heals tissue and opens and clears the eyes. And Gemini is next.
Okay, Gemini is red and eight. You've got the card of enthusiasm. And this is all about proceed with confidence. You're going to be on the right track, keep an even temper, and don't neglect your loved ones. Learning a new skill and hobbies are always indicated when we have this as well.
And Gemini, you have the blue lace agate this week, which is a powerful healing stone, particularly for the throat, good for fluid retention and blockages of the nervous system, releases neck and shoulder tension, and lowers fevers and treats arthritic and bone conditions. And Cancer is next.
Cancer's green and three. And we have the card of modesty. Do not boast about material success. And you can also help out someone that's in need for really spiritual growth. So it's all about spiritual growth. Often also you donate a couple of dollars to charity as well when you get that card.
Okay. And Cancer, you have the agate this week, which tones and strengthens the body, heals emotional tension, related diseases, stimulates the digestive system and heals skin disorders. And next up's Leo.
Okay, Leo, this one's for you, Joe. Caramel. And number eight. Oh, wow. Okay, what have we got here? We have got the card approach. And this is all about you're ready to move on and up in areas of your life. And you're going to gain a lot of wise advice from perhaps maybe an older person. There's also some good news coming your way very soon, and reunions are likely.
And Leo, you have hematite this week, which aids circulation problems, increases iron in the blood and the flow of oxygen throughout the body, stimulates the glands, activates the spleen, liver and gallbladder, and increases resistance to stress. And next up is Virgo.
Virgo, six and blue. Okay, we have the Tasha, and this is all about the great nourisher. It's really an excellent time for travel, fun times with friends, your aura is electric, and also you're going to be kicking huge goals personally and professionally.
And Virgo, you have shungite this week, which is regarded as a wonder stone. It's said to kill and absorb everything that does harm to people and live beings and concentrate and restore everything that is useful. And lovely Libra's next, Shireen.
Absolutely. We've got three for Libra's and cream. Okay, sustenance. And this is all about consistent efforts are going to bring home the bacon.
Ooh.
So hang in there and stay really positive and learn from your past mistakes.
And Libra, you have rose quartz this week, which strengthens the heart and circulatory system, releases impurities, aids in healing chest and respiratory problems, and increases fertility. And Scorpio's next.
Scorpio's orange and four. The unexpected. Expect the unexpected, stick to your principles, and do not give in to any whatsoever temptations. And you know what I'm talking about.
Scorpio, yes. I do know. Tibetan quartz, it helps to heal the nervous system and the brain. It helps negative energy patterns and bathes the body in light for spiritual growth and repair. It also protects against negative electromagnetic energies. And next along is Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, tans lucky this week. Caramels and tans and earth shades. And number one. Wow, you've got the card fire. New directions are unfolding and you're helping people less fortunate than yourself. You've got success and luck financially, so be in it to win it. And, of course, personally, la la, you've got abundance of energy, but use that power wisely.
And Sagittarius, you have the tiger eye this week, which balances emotion, reduces headaches, aids the digestive organs, spleen, pancreas and colon. It also helps the reproductive system, relieves asthma attacks and enhances night vision. And Capricorn is next.
Yellow and fire for Caps. The card of the family. Family happiness is of the utmost importance now in your life. So give them more of your time and spend, and also this is going to make them your number one priority.
Green jade for you this week, Capricorn, which strengthens the heart, kidneys and immune system. It cleanses and filters toxins from the organs and blood, heals stitches, assists fertility and childbirth, and promotes longevity. With Aquarius next.
Okay, Aquarius is turquoise and eight. Contact. Lots of business and social contact taking place. It's an excellent time for meeting new connections, and the time is ripe for changing your home or job or going travelling and meeting soulmates.
Okay. And fluorite for you this week, Aquarius. It strengthens teeth and bones, aids the spine and arthritic conditions, protects against common illnesses such as cold and flus, and it treats highly infectious diseases. It helps with emotional trauma, with last but not least being Pisces.
Pisces is golden, number two. And the Pisces, you've got this week the I Ching, and you're finding that you've got lots of the love card, which is lots of love coming your way. It's sizzling romantic vibes, and it's a time of reunions and also finding major purchase likely.
And Pisces, you have the Desert Rose this week, which aligns the spinal column and promotes flexibility, aids teeth and bones, soothes the nerves, and helps with conditions like epilepsy.
Sharina Star Facebook is the Facebook page if you'd like to go on and you can win readings and check out all the club shows.